Awesome. Thank you so much, Carrie. Welcome, Super Friends, to the closing portion of our prospecting and closing class. This is week three, and we had an absolutely amazing call last night with the one and only Jackie O'Quinn, and he did an amazing job. And I know that he really spoke to a lot of you. I could not believe the plethora of comments that I was seeing all over the Super Friends Facebook group. And I'm really, really proud of you because you guys have committed to this class, but it's even more than just committing your time. It's really allowing yourself to learn and really stepping outside the box and doing things that you've never done before and creating consistency that you've never had before and really applying it. And like I said, not just applying it, but being consistent with it. And some of you have done more in the last 3 weeks than you probably did all year last year. And a lot of it's because you have accountability and you have people that you're surrounded by that believe in you and you've really taken it seriously. And I think that says a lot about the leader that you're becoming. So I'm really proud of you. Congratulations for sticking with this class and allowing it to improve you and your business. I just want to touch on some quick recognition from last week. We are in the closing portion of this call. So I want to talk to and give a congratulations to the most enrolled business partners from last week. Susan Falarka had 4 brand new business partners that she got started in her business. Carisha Walls, also had 4. And Lori Rock had 2 brand new people that you've gotten started just last week alone. Congratulations. I also want to do some recognition for people that have the most amount of new clients and customers. Paul Carroll had 8 brand new clients start in his business last week. Jennifer Latorno had 5, and Natalie Fisher Davis with 17 brand new clients just last week alone. Congratulations. You guys are doing a killer job. And let me just tell you that tonight's call will change everything in your business. I am so, so excited to introduce our special guest. I feel like our calls keep getting better and better. And we have had different leaders. Why? Because they come from different backgrounds and they have different personalities. And, you know, they're training these classes because everybody on the call tonight is different and we learn different. And I know that our guest tonight has been working directly with Dani Johnson herself and following that Smarter Networker training system for well over 10 years now and has constantly plugged in, constantly immersing himself in the leadership that you find at the First Steps event. And he's been unbelievably teachable and coachable. And it's not even just him plugging into the training and the events, but it's the leadership of him constantly working with brand new people, recruiting brand new people, always prospecting brand new people, and not micromanaging his team, but always leading by example. And in 10 years now, he's helped over 100 people create a 5-figure income. Can you imagine if you had 100 people in your team that were making at least $10,000 a month? If you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And he didn't quit working, still leading by example even today. And I remember someone telling me when I was brand new in the business that the true definition of leadership is what people say about you when you're not around. And his reputation has been built in this community of loyalty and integrity and real, honest, true leadership. And I know that y'all are anxious to get started, so I want to introduce onto the call Mr. Stacy O'Quinn.
Well, thank you very much, Laura, for those incredibly kind words. Thank you for who you are. And really and truly, before I get down into this call deep, I really gotta just say a couple things about you directly, Laura. So you just said something that I think is an incredible nugget, and you talked about what a true definition of leadership is, what other people say about you when you're not actually around. I'm sure I butchered that statement, but I hope I got the gist of it. And Laura, you're one of those people, you don't even know that I know this about you, but for those of you listening on this call tonight, first of all, congratulations for being here, but you know one of the most incredible things about Smarter Networker is the people that you have leading this organization. It's people of talent, ability, integrity, and people who've been in the trenches and are still actively working in the trenches. They may not be actively building a home business, but they're still in the trenches prospecting, presenting, and closing. Their model is just other people's success through Smarter Networker and plugging into training that has created results, millions, tens of millions of dollars of income for other people all over the world. And to be able to get to that place, you know, Dani Johnson is, she's a lot of things, but she's certainly no idiot. She is absolutely incredible, and, you know, she still prospects, presents, and closes. She prospected Brian Niederhaus into Smarter Networker based off of, she knew who she wanted, she did a presentation and closed him and recruited him to head up an organization based on a track record that he has and has had, as she saw. And Brian duplicated and recruited Laura. And so, who is Laura? Well, she's someone who's worked in the industry for an incredible amount of time. She's actually created a career out of this industry. And not only that, you may not be aware of this, but she has an amazing work ethic. She's been in the trenches. You know, one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is giving yourself, when you want to perfect closing, you got to give yourself enough opportunities at bat to be able to hit a home run. You got to give yourself a shot to be able to actually score in the first place. And the more shots you give yourself of scoring, obviously the more successful you're going to be, the more people you can help with your product or service, the more lives you can change through your business opportunity. Laura has an incredible work ethic. She knows what it takes to give herself enough shots at bat. I actually heard a story about her, how she would put out thousands and thousands of flyers. And then that's how she generated a lot of leads. Not you know, five flyers. Most people go out there going to put up flyers, because you've probably heard that before. People put up flyers to generate clients. They do like 10 or 20 or 30 a day. That's not really even working. But Laura did hundreds and thousands, 100 a day, thousands and thousands of flyers to be able to get. That's work ethic. She created a phenomenal income. So she knows what it takes to succeed. Brian, who was already an expert in the industry, knew what he was doing when Dani duplicated his ability to recruit into Laura into Smarter Networker. It's a phenomenal opportunity to be able to plug in this environment and learn from people who've had that kind of success. And especially when we're in a place in ourselves, and I remember what it was like. You know, when I first got started, I heard of a lot of success, but I didn't know how to succeed on my own. I was struggling incredibly. You know, previously, I came from a background of complete poverty. You know, my mom raised my brother and I. My dad died when I was 9 years old. Most amazing man I've ever met in my entire life, still is to this day. But he passed away when I was 9 years old. And then, of course, we saw our mom struggle living paycheck to paycheck. So we didn't see success. Last night, Jackie talked about a story about our grandfather, who we spent a lot of time with, and he was absolutely right. He was a story of regret, who had opportunity and squandered it or didn't know how to multiply it and leverage it. So we grew up in a place, I remember, you know, my mom crying because she had money to pay the bills. And when I got old enough, she sat us down and said, hey, look, there's no way I can afford for both of you to go to college, and I can only afford for one of you to go to a community college. And, of course, that was Jackie went to nursing school, and my option was to go and join the military, which wasn't – that was a decision I came up with. I was extremely patriotic. I love my country. So I went and joined the military. The problem was is – in the military, I thought I would be able to, quote, be on my own, and I value my time in the military. I learned lots of things, but I found myself in a place where, if you're not familiar with the military lifestyle, and we actually have some military members on this call, by the way, if you're a veteran or you've served your country, regardless of what country that is, you put your life, you sacrificed, congratulations to you, but we thank you for that sacrifice for those people that you serve. But one of the things that I didn't realize when I joined the military is the financial struggle that would happen. And the way Dani talks about it, first steps to success, income circle, dream circle, dream circle, income circle, and how your dreams shrink to fit your income, that's what happened to myself. And the ability to believe that I could succeed just seems so challenging. I mean, I joined the military, but then I ended up over $200,000, almost $300,000 in debt. I joined the military, and I was living paycheck to paycheck, bringing home roughly $2,100 a month as a sole source of income for our family. And this industry was not something that I was even open to. Actually, there's a concept that maybe we'll talk about in more detail on one of these calls, a closing concept. Maybe we'll get into it tonight, exposed, involved, and upgrade. And I was exposed, involved, and upgrade. And that was absolutely through my brother. I was a negative family member. I thought this industry was crap. It was a pyramid scheme. No one succeeded in it. No way you could believe that stuff on the internet. I was that guy. I would not have answered an ad on the internet to learn how to make money working from home. But thankfully, my brother was that person, and he was the gateway. God designed it all perfectly to eventually lead me into this business. Once I saw his success, I got started. But when I got started in this industry, I still didn't believe that I could succeed. I didn't believe that it was possible for me to succeed. So, I mean, I knew that I could make a little bit of money. I knew I could make, you know, some part-time, maybe some extra money. But I never really saw myself making a six-figure income initially. Now, some of you, you knew you were going to make a six-figure income, or you have that strong desire to make a six-figure income. And some of you, maybe you don't have that desire, or you don't even believe that it's possible for you. And I understand, because that's where I was at. I'd been beat down so bad, I didn't believe that it was truly possible for me. I didn't believe I could really succeed. I was struggling to just keep up and pay my bills in the first place. And then I just get on conference calls in our company, and I hear these people making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month. I hear Danny Johnson's story and just be blown away. I remember being on the conference calls thinking, something seemed to make sense. I mean, if she was homeless and she did it, she made $1 million in 2 years. I mean, surely I could do some fraction of that and be, you know, be a lot more successful than I thought I could be, but I just didn't know how to cross that gap. And I want to share with you that you can cross that gap. I mean, obviously I learned how to make six figures. I made $104,000 that first year. It was not without first steps to success. I did not make any money in my business the first 2 months of my business. It wasn't until I came out of first steps to success that I had my first profit month, and I actually made $13,000 in profit. The first year it was $104,000, and I never made less than $104,000 in my business. The key to that is, and Laura mentioned that I've helped over 100 people, it's well over 100 people now, make over five figures a month. But it has very little to do with me directly, other than my ability to direct, guide, and close people over and over again on their dreams and goals. And one thing that I want you to remember through these closing classes, and it's a quote I take from Danny Johnson, is you're going to always be closing someone all the way to a six-figure income. You don't just close them on your product and service and stop there. Although many people would just be loyal product users. We've covered this extensively on this call. You don't stop there. You're going to still be closing them every opportunity you get on their dreams and goals for the business. And even though when they get started in the business, not everyone, you know, they're not going to plug into the training that they need to succeed. They're not going to be doing the work they need to succeed. So through your example, that's the key. It's not calling them and coddling them. Through your example and the closing skills that you develop, every communication you ever have is going to be closing them again and again all the way. You'll always be closing someone all the way till they make a six-figure income. And it's not about you doing it for them. It's guiding them in the direction that they need to go through your example. So Jackie talked last night about consistency. And, you know, to get good at prospecting or closing, you must definitely be consistent. But I want to expand on that just slightly. Consistent at what? It's consistency with the spirit of excellence in work and training. It's consistency with – yes.
I'm sorry. This is Laura, and I do not mean to interrupt you, but the sound is really muffled. A lot of people are having a really hard time hearing you. So.
Okay, is this better or no?
No, I don't know if it's the volume or –
Okay, give me 1 second, Laura.
Okay, thank you.
Is this better?
I think so.
Okay.
You didn't say much, though, so I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, that's so much better. Yeah, I'm sorry. I did not mean to interrupt you, but I want...
No, I totally understand.
Yeah. Okay, we are awesome now. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I apologize for that. Technical difficulty. Okay. So consistency. Consistent at what? Yes, of course it's dials, making your dials, making your calls, doing presentations. Every one of us, by the way, including Danny Johnson still prospects and still closes. People don't realize this, or maybe they don't think about it, but if you watch the events when you go to First Steps to Success, Danny Johnson is still personally recruiting people to every single First Steps to Success event. Personally, through her messaging, through her phone calls, through her relationships, always actively, personally recruiting people to First Steps to Success. And she recruited Brian for Smarter Networker. We just talked about that. And then, of course, the team that Brian's cultivated, he's duplicated that recruiting process. So consistent at what? Obviously, it's work, but it's consistent at work and training and working with a spirit of excellence. See, every time you get on the phone to in a position to close, or even when you're making your dials, you have to be – the only way you get good at anything is through experience and training. And so you have to be plugging into training daily, Smarter Networker. One of the things that I did for years, and I still do to this day, and anyone that works with me knows this, is every day I work my business, I listen to 1 hour of training off of smarternetworker.com. In the members section, whether it's prospecting, whether it's closing, or you can just go back to the entire call library and listen to it day by day. There's hundreds of calls back there. And just listen 1 hour a day. I still do this today. Every day I'll get on the phone and work my business. The first thing I do in the morning is listen to 1 hour of training from Danny Johnson. I still take notes every single time I listen to one of those training calls. If I listen to Prospecting Closure Way to Millions, and by the way, North Carolina, 6 figures in 6 months is currently in my van right now. I'm on vacation this weekend. I'm driving down the road still listening to 6 figures in 6 months. I've been doing this for years. Why? Because I'm not Danny Johnson. Yes, you know, I might have made $50,000 a month, but I haven't made $1 million a year yet. There's still another level for me. There's still, I can develop a skill set to help more people. But every day, if I'm going to get better, I have to not just work. You don't just do the activity. You have to focus on doing the activity and getting better. Getting better at what? Well, you got to plug into the training. So make sure you're plugging into training constantly, every single day. Smarter Networker is an incredible resource. It's one I've been using for years, and I'm still currently using constantly. The other thing is, you got to make sure you when you talk about consistency, you gotta have solid roots. What do I mean by that? You'll see people in this industry jump from company to company, all over the place. Why do they do it? They're always looking for greener pastures. They're looking for something that's supposed to be better, which really means supposed to be easier. Listen, if you want to be successful, you're never going to get away from the work. And I wish I could tell you something differently, but that's just the fact. You're not going to get away from the work. So you have to be consistently plugging into training, but you have to stay in the same place. Whatever company you're in is fine. There's nothing wrong with your company. You say, well, I'm not having the success that I want. Listen, in my first year in business, I did make $13,000 that first month I came out of First Steps to Success. The truth is, I made, to earn my income that year, I made between, I didn't keep all the specific numbers back then because part of the year, I didn't learn to track my dials and things until part of the way through that year. But the best number I've come up with, on the low end, I made 21,000 dials that first year. On the high end, 26,000 dials to be able to make that income. 21,000, I was horrible. Most of you will make a six-figure income way before you make roughly 20-something thousand dials. Most of you will make a six-figure income way before then. I was horrible. I stunk at this business. But I did believe the scripts worked because I knew other people were using the scripts and making money with them. The scripts worked. So I needed to read the scripts the way they were. I didn't need to rewrite the scripts. And I needed to be able to – my company worked. Other people were making, it doesn't matter what you think about your product or service or your company, what you don't like or what you do like. Listen, if other people are making a six-figure income or a seven-figure income, so can you, no matter what. So if you understand the company works, the product works, the presentation you use, you know, maybe you for whatever reason, when something doesn't work, people start critiquing everything around them. There's nothing wrong with the presentation. If other people are using it and making a six-figure income, it doesn't matter. I mean, I've seen some of the most fanciest presentations out there, and I've seen some of the most horrible presentations. As a matter of fact, I actually use a presentation today in my own business that is very generic. Some dude shot in his kitchen. It was very impromptu with his kids on a home video, and that's that. It wasn't fancy. It wasn't pizzazzy. I know another presentation that does hundreds of thousands of dollars every single month, and the presenter, the lady talking on the video, is standing outside in the wind. The wind's blowing. It sounds like she's got a list, but people are making six figures and multiple six figures annually using crummy presentations, or what we would quote, our eyes would think are crummy presentations. Listen to me. Most of you aren't in that position. You're using a much better presentation. The presentation isn't the issue. The company's not the issue. If you want to get good at closing, you got to just be willing to do the work to give yourself the at-bats.
You got to put yourself at the plate to hit a home run. And so make sure you're not looking for another opportunity. You're not entertaining with another idea. Make sure you're not being entertained by different training. I remember when I heard something in the very beginning of my business that absolutely made no sense. I heard someone say, well, you just plug in all these different trainers and find out what works for you. I have a question for you. How the heck, if I haven't had any success, am I able to choose what, quote, works for me? All I needed to know is that I was plugging in someone who gave solid training, who had results to go with it on their own and with other people that they trained. And that's why Danny Johnson made sense to me. I threw all that other training. I had a library of training stuff from other people, and some of them I'm sure were great people. But I threw it all away. Some of them probably weren't great people. I just didn't know it. I threw it all away, and I plugged in to nothing but what Danny had to offer because I saw that it worked. And I told you earlier, I'm still using it today. So there's nothing wrong with anything that you're doing if other people are using it. Remember, Danny Johnson talked about her product. She said that her product stunk. She didn't lose any weight. It gave her gas. And then other people were using the product. And so because they were having testimonies and results, she knew the product worked. It's the same way in our companies, our products, whatever it may be. So I'm going to talk a little bit later about the common issues that people have in closing. But first, let's just break it down and start showing you some of those issues. And let's start. Some of you guys are doing incredible. By the way, I got to tell you, Susan Falarco, Paul Carroll, Carisha Walls, Lori Rock, Natalie Fisher-Davis, and Jennifer Letourneau, you guys, Laura, congratulated you already. You guys are absolutely rock stars. I want to encourage you to stay where you're at, do what you're doing, what you did this past week, continue to do that, but then look to be your own personal best. It starts with your dials because you got to do the dials and give yourself the shot at bat. Starts with the dials all the way through the whole process, the presenting, following up, closing, etc. And that's the message for everyone in the call. Whatever you're doing, think about how, you know, the work ethic, whatever you do, the productivity you have per hour you work your business. You first start there, increase that. Set a standard for yourself and increase that. Whether you're working warm market, cold market, it doesn't matter. And then your follow-up ratios, as you track those ratios, you work to improve that. And then the number of opportunities at bat, the number of chances you get to close, the number of times you read that closing script, you want to increase that. And you're going to develop ratios, as you're already developing in this class. And then all you do is you keep working on the areas where you're weakest, plugging into training just like you currently are. By the way, you're already doing something by tracking your numbers and plugging into training and doing the work. You may not realize this, you're already the cream of the crop because very few people get started in a home business and actually look at it like a business, meaning make an investment in their training, plug in the first step to success. If you haven't been, surely you're going to go by now. If you're not, I don't know. Going to Dynasty, going to Smarter Networker, getting the home business products that are there, plugging into the training, and then working your business like you're working now. You're at the top. So you say, well, gosh, but my paycheck may not show it yet. Some of you are making phenomenal incomes, but some of you are like, gosh, my paycheck's not showing it yet. Listen, the paycheck is the last fruit that you see. The second last fruit. The final fruit you see is other people having success as well. But your personal income is the last fruit you're going to see. There's going to be a whole lot of momentum that is built, and you're going to see fruits of that if you're tracking your numbers through the people that you have, you know, that you're following up with, etc. But the last thing that happens, the last fruit that you get is when you harvest, and that's going to be the income, the second to last, excuse me. The final fruit is other people's success. So just keep doing what you're doing and always work to improve your personal best. Okay. We're just going to get right down to it. And the first person that I'm going to ask to step out, Carrie, if you can open up Lynn Plata's line. Hopefully I pronounced that right, Lynn. Carrie, you see Lynn? Okay, Laura, can you hear me? I want to make sure you guys can still hear me.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay. Have we got Carrie on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Oh, there she is. Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Carrie. Can we open up Lynn Plata's line, please?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to find her.
Okay. Is there something she can press to make it?
Here she is. She didn't press one, but I found her. Lynn, your line's open.
Okay. Lynn, and that's my mistake. I should have told you to press one. I apologize. Lynn, welcome to the call. How are you?
Shaking. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you called me out. Thank you. I'm freaking out.
But I got to tell you, the reason I called you out is because you're doing the activity. I mean, we talked about giving yourself the opportunity at bat, and you're doing the activity. And so you're making, it says here, if I'm reading the numbers right, in 10 hours you did 339 dials. That's a little over $33 an hour. That's incredible. And, we haven't gotten many enrolled.
No.
Many people started with you. Okay.
I know. I need to ruby up on that asking for the close thing, I think.
Okay. Well, let's see where we're at. And you know what? One of the things we can even talk about, you said ruby up. That's an interesting phrase. We make him work on that to make it a little simpler for you. So you don't have to necessarily ruby up, but let's talk about that. So let me see here. Yeah, let's just go through the close. So why don't you are you coming off of a conference call or a recorded presentation?
Step. We just do the one step. We do the call. We send them the presentation. We know that they went there already, but I call them regardless, acting like I don't know, and then I just go, right into page 22.
Okay. Okay, cool. So let's roll with that then. So why don't you close me after that presentation? So I just went on the – so you sent me to the presentation, and you followed up with me how many minutes later?
You know what? I typically do – very rarely do I get it the same day. It's just my schedule. I homeschool and I have a lot of stuff. So most of the time it is the next day, but I do not like to do it more than 48 hours. So typically the next day, the next morning, I've been doing a lot of 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. calls. And
okay. So let me,
but typically not right away.
Okay, let me just touch on this for a moment. That's one thing. I mean, you're doing the work ethic, and it sounds like you're doing this part-time with strong – I mean, you're very efficient in your dials and your presentations. That's incredible. One of the things you always want to do – I like what you said there. You try not to make it more than 48 hours. I have always found that someone is always the most excited the moment they finish the presentation. So how long is your presentation, first of all?
It's about 45 minutes total.
Okay, and just so we're all on the same page, everyone on the call, I'm assuming based off your company that this is a business presentation and you're closing them primarily on the business opportunity after the call, correct? Or the,
exactly.
The presentation?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Well, that's theoretically, yes.
Okay, so sure. So sure, we're going to get there. It's okay. So, because you're giving yourself the at-bats, that's what's amazing. We can go through this tonight, and you're giving yourself the opportunity to actually do it. So often people will say they want to be great closers, but they're not actually doing enough prospecting to actually be able to close. They don't actually have a closing problem. They have a prospecting problem. Well, you're doing great on the front end from a work ethic standpoint, so that's why I identified you. That's why we called you out. So we're gonna shore some things up. So how many hours a day, I mean, what is your typical work day morning look like? Is it an hour? Is it 2 hours? What does it look like?
Okay, so this is a great sprout. I am just starting to work thanks to this class, and so I am trying to do 3 hours a day, five days a week, and that's just, I haven't hit that yet, and that's coming, and I'm on track for that this week. I have never been consistent with my working I got all kinds of reasons, but, other priorities took the lead, and now I'm done. I've got everything in line, and now I'm ready to work with you.
Okay. So, right off the bat, this is what we want to shoot for. People are always the most excited, the most open to a new business venture or even using a new product if you're primarily marketing just a product or service right after the presentation. The reason that is, in that presentation, there's naturally should have been a need built. There's something that they were already asking for information. Are you're calling primarily cold leads, right?
I've called, yes, aged 60 to 90.
Yeah. Okay. So when you're calling them and you're first getting them on the phone that they actually want to listen to your presentation, and when you're taking that prospecting script, then the thing is there's a need already present. So then that presentation highlights that need. There's probably testimonies. There's some statistics and facts given, and now there's a solution given in that presentation to the need that they have. So when suddenly their need just got filled in that presentation, and now they're most excited at that moment. Chances are you're giving them a way that they can, if you're showing them a business opportunity, they can make a substantial income, get out of debt, be able to make a potential six-figure income or beyond. Who the heck wouldn't be excited about that? Now, have you ever gotten excited about something in your own life? Have you ever gotten excited about something in your own life, Lynn, and then, maybe something you told someone about it and they kind of poo-pooed it a little bit. They weren't nearly as excited as you. I mean, has that even happened in your own life before?
Yes. And then I forget about what I was excited about. Is that where you're going?
Yeah. Yeah. Or you don't, or maybe you're like, maybe I shouldn't have thought that way. You know?
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
So it's very possible. It's most likely probable that let's say you have a wife, let's go through your presentation. She's excited. Her husband comes home and she's just talking thrilled to death about what she saw. And he's like, oh no, you're not going to invest any money in anything. That doesn't sound like it makes sense. You mean you're going to make money off of something you saw on the internet? I don't really believe that. How do you know? How much do you know this girl? How do you even know Lynn? I mean, you just met her on the internet. You got to be kidding me. And so suddenly she gets nervous and she gets fearful. And she doesn't make your presentation, your close, or if she does make it, she's not in any position to be open-minded and be willing to close. So the best thing you can do, and you're working more than an hour a day, you said it takes 45 minutes. So as long as you're working more than an hour a day, there should be some people that you follow up with. If that presentation is 45 minutes long, then you're following up with them at 46 minutes, no more than an hour tops when you first get off the phone with them.
Okay, I would love that, and I'm open to that now, and I hadn't really given it much thought before. So what would be a good script to create the urgency, like I need to call you back, and maybe I'll break up my workday like an hour and a half in the morning, an hour and a half in the afternoon, something like that.
Okay.
And then I can even give them, I don't know.
All you have to do is, and I don't want to, I mean, that's setting the stage from a prospecting standpoint, so I don't want to get too much into prospecting,
okay.
Essentially, all you have to do is let them know, at the end of that prospecting script, it takes most people roughly 45 minutes to get through that information on that site. It's detailed. It's going to give you all the details you need so that you're able to A, B, C, D, repeat their needs, strengths, and goals back to them. I have a few more appointments this morning. When I'm done with those appointments, I will connect back with you and you set the time. If it's 45 minutes and right now, Central Time is roughly 7:30. So if I just got off the phone with you, I would say I will connect back with you at, 8:30 and then we'll go from there and figure out what your next step may be. Boom. So it's just you set the time on your end. And if they say, okay, I can do that, then you go with it.
Okay. I'll do it.
So okay, let's go ahead and see how your closes are going. So why don't we just, you're following up with me normally. Let's say you're just following up with me right after the presentation. So you got the closing script in front of you, and let's go. Close me.
Okay. So ring, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Stacy, it's Lynn. How's it going?
Good. Hey, Lynn, how are you?
I'm good. So did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yeah, I went through some of it.
Okay. So you know what? I just wanted to tell you real quick, prior to when I got started, I don't know if you really, we didn't really get into much of my story, but I was in real estate in Chicago for like 10 years, and then the real estate market crashed, and I totally lost everything. It was a really, really scary time in my life. We ended up losing our home. I have two really young daughters, and you know, it was a really, really scary time for us, and I didn't know. I thought I was horrible at business. I thought I was, you know, I obviously was horrible at sales. And I came across this this business, and I decided that this could really help me, you know, change my financial future, really put me in charge and, you know, do that traveling and all that fun stuff that we were talking about. So, you know, since then, I spend so much time, I homeschool my kids now because we travel so much. We're really changing our entire life. My kids are going to be in a position to not have to worry about money because of the choices that I made that day. And so, you know, I just kind of wanted to
share. How much money are you making?
How much money am I making? Well, you know, I make really good money. That's a really good question. So, you know what? The month of December was a really hard month for a lot of people. This last December, I made $30,000. So, you know, times have definitely changed. So you said that you saw the presentation. What did you like best about what you saw?
I like that it seemed like people really could make money. And I like the fact that, you know, people are able to travel because, I mean, you know, travel, I mean, who doesn't travel? Who doesn't like to vacation? So I like that. I like that aspect. I like that a lot.
Okay, well, tell me more about that. Where are there places that you want to travel with and vacation?
No, I just, you know, I've been in the military, like I told you earlier, and I've traveled all over the world. In the last, you know, roughly 5 years, I've been over 17 countries. But unfortunately, my family didn't get to go to those countries with me, and so I would like to be able to actually go on a vacation with my kids and be able to, you know, have those memories with them and to be able to have family time together traveling the world.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. So from the business standpoint, you mentioned that looks like a really good way to make some money. Well, do you want to make a little or do you want to make a lot, Stacey?
I mean, that's kind of a silly question. Who wouldn't want to make a lot?
Okay, fair enough. For what for? What do you want to make a lot of money for?
You know, well, traveling for one, but, you know, I like to be able to pay that debt off. I mean, I can't stand seeing the bills come in the mail, going to the mailbox, and there's another bill, and having to go balance the checkbook and, you know, make sure that there's enough there and figure out what I'm not going to get to do and what I have to put off till next month. So I don't really like that.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I understand that. So now at your current job in the military, how long do you think it would take you to be able to be debt-free and not be freaking out every time you go to the mailbox and, you know, be able to take that your family on those vacations and spend some quality family time together?
Okay, I want to freeze right here for a second. So I think I found a couple of things. So let's change positions for a moment.
Okay.
You ready, Lynn?
Yeah, I'm still shaking. But
okay.
I don't shake.
No, don't shake. It's
my prospects. Can I just tell you that? But I'm sure
it's totally okay.
So I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, you're doing awesome. You're totally doing fine. And I think that there's a couple of things that probably come out, and I don't think you're the only one that may be doing this. So this is really incredible. I mean, you're really having a way that you're going to help a ton of people on this call. Not only is this going to help you, you know, increase your income, your closing ratios, you're going to help other people do the same. And it's going to be, I'm just going to give you a couple of simple strategies to really, you know, transition and just take things to the next level for you. So, and by the way, you have a really good, strong presence on the script. There's just a couple of things with the script that we're just going to, I mean, they're just minor tweaks, but and I'll show you, it's easier for me to be able to show you once I let you feel what it's like versus an alternative. So let's go. So, okay, I'm following up with you right after your presentation. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Lynn. How's it going?
It's going good.
What did you like about what you saw in that presentation?
Well, I like that you could, looks like you could make a lot of money, travel and go on some vacations, and yeah, it looks pretty awesome.
Oh, you like to vacation. Where do you like to vacation to?
Well, I guess anywhere I could go. I think, you know, gosh, anywhere warm.
Okay. And you talked about the business there. Tell me more about that. What did you like about the business?
Well, I think. Is that really how I sound? Oh, my gosh. I just started recording myself today, and I haven't listened. And now I'm going to go listen to this. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So your question was, do I want to make a little bit? Sorry, I lost you because you were reading it and you did not sound good.
No, I was telling. Okay, so what's happening is. So what's happening? What's happening? Okay, so let me show you another way. Okay, so, and just to save time, I'm leaving a story piece out of it. Some people share their story like you did. By the way, you don't need to apologize when you share your story. You just go into it. And what I mean by that, when you
talk that, dude, and I don't know what to do, but I know they were doing that last week, so I just started that this week, and I'm really rusty. I've only done a couple of closing. I've only gotten to the script like a couple of times since last Thursday, a few times, and I never did that before, so I don't know whether to go with it or not, or all.
Okay, so it's no big deal if you're sharing your story, and I think that that's a phenomenal idea, and it works. Some people find it works better than others. So it's just like Danny says, test it. So to test it, you got to keep sharing your story over and over again. Like, you got to develop a ratio. So you got to do it like 100 times. You do 100 closes, sharing your story, and see what your results were. Do 100 without and kind of compare the results. And then you can kind of determine whether you want to do it or not. But if you're going to share your story, you don't need to add words. So what you're doing in the script is you're adding words as you're transitioning through the script versus just reading the script. And your story starts right at the very beginning. So, for instance, when you get on the call, okay, so let's go through this. So ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Lynn. What did you like about what you saw in that presentation?
Well, I just thought it was really cool. It looks like people could make a lot of money. Looks like you could go on some pretty awesome vacations. I don't know. I think the money and the vacations.
Well, I didn't get a chance to tell you about me a whole lot earlier when we spoke, but let me go ahead and share with you what happened to me. I got started in our company. I was in the military, and, you know, I wanted to make a good income. I wanted to have a way to be able to spend time with my kids, and I didn't know any other way I could do that. I felt like I was in a place I was kind of stuck. So I came across our company, and I decided to get started, and things have been working out really well for us. I mean, I make an above average income, and my kids, I'm able to have time with my kids. It's just really a great life. Things are really going well for us. Let me ask you, what did you like best about what you saw on the website? Let me freeze right there. I'm just giving the example for a second. When in the story piece, if you're going to give the story piece, you need to have your story down pat.
Okay.
And when you lead into your story, you just go into it. So
okay.
I'll give you an example versus what just did. So ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Lynn. How's it going?
It's going great.
Were you able to review everything okay on that website?
Yeah, I did. Thanks.
Lynn, let me share with you what happened to me once I viewed that website just like you just did.
Uh-huh.
I actually previously was in the military. We were 6 figures in debt. And I went to that website. I made a decision that this is something that I felt that I could do. I got started at that top package. I plugged into the training. And in my first year, I was able to make $104,000. I was since going on to make millions of dollars with our company. I worked less than 20 hours a week. I paid off $292,000 of debt in 5 years. And I can honestly say there'd be no way that'd possibly be possible without this company. So what did you like best about what you saw on that website?
Wow. That's crazy. That's an awesome story. You know what? What I saw in that video is just looks like people can make a lot of money, and obviously even you did. And I like that idea of being able to make money and, you know, getting out of this debt and being able to vacation and spend some time with my family.
Okay. So let's freeze right there a minute. Did you notice a difference in the first story and the second story?
Yeah.
Totally. So if you're going to share your story, make sure you know your story. The fact that you make $30,000 in last December, then you need to share that. And you know, maybe you've had, I'm just saying hypothetically, sometimes people say, well, that was December and, you know, this year, you know, not going as good as I wanted it to, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, that was my best month recently or whatever. It doesn't matter. All you would say is, you know, before I got started, what you did, but you always repeat that presentation. You know, when I saw a presentation just like that, and you go right into your story, but you want to make sure the facts relate to them, whatever they wanted to do. You know, I want to spend more time with my kids. I want to get out of debt. I was working in real estate in Chicago, and I wanted to be able to have more time with my kids. I saw that presentation, made a decision that I could do it. I got started at the highest level I could, or I got started at the top package, whatever is the truth, whatever is truthful. And, you know, it's been incredible. I work part-time, literally about 10 hours a week. And I just, you know, I just had a month recently. I made $30,000 in a single month. So what did you like best about what you, because when you were giving me the story, you were telling me a lot of generals. You were telling me, you know, I did this. I mean, we've made great money, and I work, you know, I have a lot of time to spend with my kids. And, you know, so you weren't giving me any specifics. But you have some, in your case, you have some phenomenal specifics.
I'm trying to write it all down.
Okay, well, it's your story.
Really strong in my story, and that and familiar with it before I try to start saying it to people.
Yeah, it's just like Danny teaches. It's got to be like 20 or 30 seconds. Done.
Cool.
And it's got to be factual and specific. So, and let me just cover this for someone listening on the call. If you haven't made any money and you want to share your story, that's totally fine as well. You don't have to say the phrase, I haven't made any money. If you're listening to this call and you're hearing us talk about the story that Lynn's brought up, then as she's using her story, it's really simple. All you have to do is say, you know, tell about where you're at. Build bridges like Danny talks about in her 30-second story trainings. Build bridges. If you've been to Dynasty, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't been to Dynasty, you need to go to Stinking Dynasty. I'm pretty sure you, Smarter Networker's got a thing with a deal you can take care of. Go to Smarter Networker. Call Brian or Laura, one of those guys over there in the office at Smarter Networker. They can help you get a ticket for Dynasty. You got to go to Stinking Dynasty if you don't know what we're talking about on the 30-second story. I can't reteach that. So essentially, you want to build bridges, though. You want to relate to the prospect. When I first saw that presentation, you know, I was working in real estate, assuming you were brand new. I was working in real estate in Chicago, and I really didn't have any extra time for my kids. They were growing up without me. We were in debt, and it was really frustrating. But thankfully, when I saw that presentation, I saw a way that it was actually possible to get out of debt. I saw a way where I could actually be able to spend time with my family. And actually, I've actually, you know, talked to Stephanie there, and I saw that Stephanie made, you know, $14,000 her first month and $120,000 her first year. And I knew if she could do it, I could do it as well. So what did you like best about what you saw in the presentation?
Wow, you're good.
No, I'm just – the point being is even if you're brand new, you want to share your story, you can share it. You don't have to say that you're brand new. You don't want to allude to anything that you've made or haven't made. You just want to share where you were at, build the bridges, and the decision you made. That's a story in and of itself that you actually made a decision. Every one of our prospects – and sometimes, you know, when we're in business and we're having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, we let it get into our head and it can affect our closings. Every one of us on this call has a testimony our prospects do not have. See, we have a solution none of our prospects do. Period, end of story.
Mm-hmm.
What you have is truly a stinking gold nugget, not just in money, but in possibility. What you have is something most of the world doesn't have, and that's hope. I often say closing is a heart condition. You have to believe in what you have and know that you have it to be able to succeed with it. So, and not, obviously, as you get, you know, as you give yourself at bats, you'll get better at closing. The other thing I wanted to talk to you just briefly about that I will see that I wrote down, I made a note here, is the transitions. When you, Lynn, the way the script reads, you know, you asked me about when I said I like the idea of traveling at a discount, who doesn't like the vacation? is there a question in the script that says, oh, you like to travel, where have you been?
No.
No.
No,
so,
no, no.
Okay. Okay. So just when, as a script is there, you just read the script. It's that simple. You just read the script step by. There doesn't have to be any transition. We don't have to add extra words to the script or anything. Sometimes we do it because we're nervous. You might have been nervous on the call. I totally understand. Sometimes we do it because we're nervous. Sometimes we don't know if it flows right or it feels abrupt. So, you know, what did you like about what you saw? And they say, well, you know, I like the money and I like to travel. Oh, tell me more about that. We don't have to say, tell me more about the travel or tell me more about the money. We don't have to add words. Just say, tell me more about that. They'll tell us what's most important to them, which is a telltale sign, because when they're talking to us in the closing script, they're telling us how to close them. So tell me more about that. And then with silence, duct tape, like Danny talks about, 6 figures in 6 months. Duct tape and just listen.
Right.
Okay. So, Lynn, do you want to make a little or a lot? They're
going
to say, what for?
So I can get out of debt and be able to spend more time with my family, go on vacation.
At your current job, how long will it take you to be able to get out of the debt, spend more time with your family, and be able to go on vacations?
At this rate, it's not going to happen. It wouldn't happen.
Okay, I want to freeze right there. That's an incredible point. Okay, so we're transitioning, and what did I repeat back to you? I repeated your goals back to you in the bingo. No wonder you made $30,000 in December. You catch on quick, Lynn. Absolutely. Absolutely. I used the same words that you used because that is how you describe your need or your desire, the thing that needs to be solved. So I want to describe it back to you in the exact same way you described it. Cool. So, Lynn, I think you're doing pretty incredible, and you're giving yourself an opportunity. I gotta commend you, because the truth is, if I wanted to role play with everyone on the conference call tonight, assuming that we had, you know, thousands of hours, I really can't, because not everyone is giving themselves the same opportunity to actually be able to read the closing script like you are. So congratulations to you in that regard. I really feel that if you just do a couple things we talked about, mm-hmm. couple of steps, that you share your story, make sure your story is down, make sure you have it in a 20, you know, second soundbite with specifics that have the numbers specific, because if you keep talking, you're not giving specifics, they're going to ask you questions like, so how much money have you made?
I know, and that never happened. So that I knew I screwed up when you interrupted me, because that never. I mean, I don't want to say it never happened, but I don't. I've never been asked that. Like,
so,
I knew.
Part
I screwed
of it, you're
up.
Just nervous.
I'm nervous.
It's okay. It's
my,
okay.
Yeah, but I. But
you're
so
dynamite.
Glad I did it, because even though I was nervous, and I can say I don't ever do that. That you know, I could probably do that. I'm not going to do it now, but I have a lot to learn, and I want to learn it. And I'm done shaking, and I really appreciate your help. And I just want to figure out a way to ask for the check. I want the money.
Totally. Well, if you get through the script, if you're going through the script without adding the extra things in there, you're going to get to the money. It's as simple as just reading the script. It's literally that simple. Without adding anything extra, because Danny wrote the script in a way that it flows automatically, naturally, 99.99% of the time. And so often, either because we're nervous, or either because we may not know better, or the prospect kind of throws us for a little bit of a loop or says something we didn't expect, we attempt to do something, but we sort of get off the script a little bit. We add extra words in. And the vast majority of the time, it's not necessary. You just read the next thing and continue. So, for instance, what did you like about what you saw? Whatever their response is, all you have to say is, listen, tell me more about that. Silence, listen. Okay. Lynn, do you want to make a little or a lot? Listen, silence. What for? Lynn, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to repeat back exactly what they told you? It's never going to happen. Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled, your checks, your clients are sending you? Boom. So.
Just like on the CD, right?
Just like on the CD. The CD absolutely works. So, you got to read the script. If I get a chance, I'll share a story on the conference call. The scripts absolutely worked. So, you did awesome. I really appreciate, Lynn, all your help for everyone else and your example that you're setting. Anyone that is working with you, hopefully they understand how truly fortunate they are because you are plugged into a system and you're learning, you're constantly learning, you're willing to be role-played on this call tonight, and you're doing the work that you actually earned the spot to be able to do that. So congratulations to you. You're on the right path, no question.
I'm honored that you worked with me, and I was so scared. I couldn't believe you called me. I almost fainted, and I'm so glad I just shut up and did it, and thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, Carrie, if you can go ahead and place her back into the class. And next up, our next victim or potential person's life that we're going to business that we're going to help change, depending on how they look at it. let's Jay Green. If you can press 1 on your phone, and Carrie, if you can open up his line so he can join us in the class on the call. Jay Green, if you can press 1, that would help carry out.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Hi, Jay. Welcome.
Hey, Stacey. How's it going?
Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
Going awesome. Okay. I see that you did, based off the numbers I have here, you did 4 closes, but or you read the closing script 4 times, but no closes.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. Well, talk to me. Are you doing, I see what company you're in. Phenomenal company. I've used the products myself before.
Okay.
So I know a little bit, but I know there's several different ways you guys are building it. So are you using cold, lukewarm, or warm?
I'm doing cold market right now.
Okay. So you're calling leads and reading the prospecting script, and you're taking them to a presentation and reading the closing script. Is that the process you're using?
Exactly right.
Perfect. Okay. Well, let's roll with it. So, what is your presentation you're actually taking them to? Is it a web presentation? Is it a conference call or recording? What is it?
It's a web presentation.
How long is that web presentation?
It's 2 videos, so one of them is about 8 minutes, the other one's about 10 minutes, so less than 20 minutes total.
Perfect. That's the sweet spot right there. Okay. So it's talking about the business aspects in that video,
yeah.
I'm assuming, and it's okay. You're probably talking about the product as well, and there's some testimonials in there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Excellent. One thing I would say for anyone on the call, if you have a presentation, potentially, there's a few of them out there that don't have testimonials in them, then you certainly want to share your story on the close. I would say that's the absolute guarantee. But you have some testimonials, so that's up to you whether you're are you sharing your story in the close or not?
I haven't yet. I need to – just listening to this call today, I realize I need to really kind of focus in and just make that 20 to 30 second story and just straight to the point and with, you know, specifics in it, just like you said.
Definitely. Okay. No big deal. So let's go through this without a story. And by the way, I've done it a long time without a story. So, and made millions of dollars doing it. So that's not a deal breaker. So let's go through the close in. So you're following up, are you following up right after the presentation?
You know what? I haven't been able to do that. My own like scheduling limitation, and then one who I just got off the phone with for this call, I have to follow up with her right when we get off this call. So I haven't been able to do it like right at that 20-minute mark yet.
Okay, well, I would encourage you. Now, granted, congratulations to you for being diligent with your time and working in the extra time that you have. I mean, we have to do that. Nothing works out in a perfect world, but. Jay, you've been working your business for how many weeks now or months?
I've been in it almost 4 years.
4 years. Okay, Jay. That's too long not to be able to do a follow-up in 20 minutes or close in 20 minutes.
Yeah, this is my first time actually taking calls. Like, I've never, ever made calls prior to this class.
We're going into our fourth week now. So that's still too long. That's still too long not to
okay.
– some of your closes, you should be able to do them. If your presentation is just slightly shy of 20 minutes, then you're going to give yourself a better successful close by closing right away, immediately.
Okay.
Immediately.
Yeah.
And I'll give you an example. I have a 33% closing ratio personally. I've had it for years. I've tracked it for years. It's solid. It's in stone. I can tell you my closing ratio, if I wait a day or two later – my closing ratio personally will drop below 5%. Just because people are excited, and in your case, they're excited about health, fitness, nutrition, and suddenly they're excited and, you know, the spouse comes home. Maybe you're talking to a gentleman. His wife comes home and he's like, honey, I found a way. We're going to lose weight, get in shape. It's going to be awesome. And at the same time as we're getting in shape, we can be making money too and pay off some of our debt. How awesome is this? And he's excited. She has no idea. She's come home from a hard day's worth of work, has no idea where he's coming from in left field. He hasn't even taken time to sit down in a day and actually talk to her and listen to her and see how her day's been. And so she's already flustered and frustrated just by his excitement. She hasn't even looked at it. And she's immediately going to potentially, you know, start, are you sure? What are you talking about? How do you know about this? Where did you get this from? Off the internet? Are you kidding me? And so immediately there's that seed of doubt starts getting planted, and it makes your job closing much more difficult. So you do want to do that close as fast as possible.
Gotcha.
So let's assume that you took me to the presentation, and let's just go with it. So, you say ring, ring, I'll say hello and go ahead and close me.
Ring, ring.
Hello?
Okay. Hey, Stacey, how's it going?
It's going good, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. Thanks for asking. Did you get a chance to review that information?
I did.
Okay, great. What'd you like about what you saw?
I like the idea of fitness because everyone wants to get in shape. Everyone wants to live healthier, and it's something that I've thought about quite a bit in my own life. So I definitely like that, and the fact that you can make money as well, I mean, that's definitely a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about that.
Well, I mean, I'm getting older, you know, I'm in my mid-30s now, and, you know, I used to work out a lot and, you know, run quite a bit, you know, 12-plus miles a week, and now as I get older and a little more sedentary in my, you know, my work and things like that, I'm just not in the shape that I used to be in, so I need to get in better shape. You know, we're gonna hopefully all get old, but some of us are going to be in better shape than others, and quality of life is almost more important than quantity of life.
Okay. Stacey, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I would like to make a lot.
What for?
I mean, who wants to make a little bit? I mean, I want to get out of debt.
Okay, Stacey. And now, at your current job, how long would it take you to be able to get out of debt, get in top physical shape again, you know, as you're, you know, getting older and better? You know, obviously you want to get in better shape, like you said, and pay off that debt. How long would that take you at your current job?
Well, my current job has nothing to do with getting in shape, so that part would never happen in my current job alone.
Okay. Okay, where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to pay off that debt, or do you want to be in a position where you can earn the money for the same amount of work and effort?
Well, I don't want to start out slow, that's for sure.
Great, welcome aboard. How did you want your name spelled on those checks that your clients are going to be sending you?
Let's freeze right here for a moment. Okay, I want to change places with you, Jay. Jay, are you sitting down right now?
No, I'm up.
You're up, okay. Okay. There's a downtone to your voice, almost as if you're like chilled back, relaxing, laying down in like a sofa or something. People get in that habit sometimes because they're sitting in their chair and they're just reading a closing script. One of the things that I've found over the years is standing up actually picks that tone up. One of the things that you did very well when you read the script is you did not add extra questions or extra phrases. That is huge because that's a big mistake that a lot of people make. But I'm gonna take you through this again. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about you?
Good. What did you like about what you saw on the website?
And I just loved seeing the testimonials and how people are making all this money. So, it looks like a good deal.
Tell me more about that.
It's really good. I just love the presentation and just the thought of being able to pay off the debt. That's huge. So I like that song.
Right. Right. Okay. So Jay, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make as much as possible.
Sure. What for?
I love to travel and. Right now, I can't do much of it because of all this debt, so I'm just definitely looking to pay off that debt and just start traveling the world.
So, Jay, at your current job, how long would it take to pay off that debt and travel the world?
It would never happen.
Let's freeze right there a minute. Now, let's do another minute. There's going to be only a slight difference. I want to see if you can pick up on it.
Okay.
Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
It's going great. How about you?
Good. What did you like about what you saw on that website?
I just love seeing, you know, how much money people are making and just being able to change other people's lives. And, I just love the thought of being able to make more money.
Tell me more about that.
It's just inspiring, you know, like to see regular people like myself being able to, you know, make more income and, you know, pay off debt and get a benefit
okay.
at the same time.
So, Jay, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
Like I said, just to be able to pay off debt and, you know, make more money and be able to travel more.
So, Jay, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to pay off that debt and be able to travel more?
It would take a long, long, long time.
So let's freeze here. Did you notice the difference in the cadence of those two?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
The first one, you do something that is very common, but I think if you this is just a slight tweak, and it changes the whole mode. See, in the second one, did it feel like we were going somewhere?
Yeah.
Like we have a purpose. We're going somewhere. It's like we're in a vehicle and we are going down the road. We're going where we're supposed to go. You were doing something in the first example that was kind of like instead of taking, you know, the train to work, you were taking the bus and you were at every bus stop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you were adding little small filler words between everything that they say. And it was there was a pause and it may be because I don't know this. It may be because you were looking back down at the script. I don't know if you were taking any kind of notes or anything like that. But there was a – versus just reading the next thing, you were using little tiny filler words. You weren't adding phrases. You weren't adding extra questions. But you were adding little tiny filler words either out of some kind of a potential habit. Sometimes it's a nervous habit people have. Or maybe because you're trying to let me know. A lot of times people will say, okay, 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 over and over again. In your case, you changed it up a little bit. It was gestures, verbal gestures, or you said okay a couple of times. But what happens every time you're doing that, have you ever been talking to someone, having a conversation with them, and you're telling them something important, and they sort of interrupt you with saying okay, or uh-huh? Yeah. Have you ever had that happen to you, Jay?
Yeah.
And when someone is interrupting you, saying okay, how does that begin to make you feel? Does it feel like they're actually listening to you?
No.
So they're saying, okay, because they're attempting to overcompensate and value who you are, letting you know that they're listening, but you're actually feeling the exact opposite because they're interrupting you, or they're just saying awkward transitional words over and over again. Okay. And you'll notice Dani doesn't have and she only has one okay in the script, the closing script.
Right.
So you want to keep it smooth because it keeps you, it's going, and so it's just, all you have to do to let someone know that you're listening, or to let, or to pull what you need out of the person to close them, is to truly listen. And you don't have to acknowledge that you're listening. All you have to do is when they're done talking and you've gotten the, you know, they told you, they're telling you how to close them, they told you that information, you just go to the next word, the next sentence, and you go from there. And you just keep moving forward. So what I want to do with you, Jay, specifically, is I want to cover an objection, just because I want to run out of time tonight, and I want to get into an objection. So what is your biggest objection that you get in your business, Jay, when you're closing somebody?
I haven't actually gotten all the way through the closing script just yet, but, I mean, just offhand, but before this class, it's always, I don't have, you know, the money right now.
Okay. So what is happening then when you're going through the closing script? Are they cutting you off, or what's happening?
So one time, they started just asking me questions about what I'm making and stuff like that, and it just kind of went south.
Okay.
Just throwing questions out there that I wasn't quite ready to respond to, and I just got off track.
Okay. And how much are you currently making in your business?
Not much. That's why I'm
okay.
In this class, but yeah.
Okay, so let's go through that, because you know what? There's a lot of people that deal with that. So I'm going to go ahead and read the closing script to you, and I want you to hit me with the normal responses that maybe someone's trying to drill you with questions or ask you how much you made, and definitely ask me that one, because I'm going to take it from a place of being brand new. I'm not going to use my actual income as a response. I'm going to take it from a place of being brand new. So make sure you definitely ask me that question, but I'm just going to be reading the closing script, and you hit me with those questions like you're accustomed to hitting with, okay?
Okay.
So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
It's going great. Is this Stacy?
Yes. What did you like about what you saw on that web presentation?
I like just people making money, and it's inspiring to, you know, have the possibility to be able to get more income. How much do you make in your this company?
Excellent question, Jay. I actually just got started with our company, and I got started because I was in a situation just like you. I want to be able to make more money and spend more time at home with my family and be able to travel. So I got off a presentation just like this recently, and coming on that presentation, I realized that there were people just like Tommy from Ohio. And Tommy, he was making six figures already, but he got started with our company. He saw a very similar presentation, and he knew that he could be able to increase his income, and he did. He actually tripled his income. He makes $300,000 a year. And then there was also Deborah. I don't know if you saw her presentation on one of our websites or her testimony on one of our websites or not, but she was just a stay-at-home mom, and she wanted to be able to have a way to be at home with her kids, but at the same time, help her husband, and she wanted to be healthy simultaneously. She got started with our company, and now she's earning $2,000 a month to be able to help her family. I wanted those same things for me, so I got started with our company, so at least now I have a way to be able to get out of debt and to be able to travel simultaneously. So tell me more about what you like that you saw on that presentation.
Man, it was just, I just loved the thought about, you know, being able to make money like everybody else seems to be in this company, and just paying off this, you know, big debt that I've racked up.
Okay. And Jay, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company?
Now, real quick, how have you made any money in this business yet?
Oh, no, I just mentioned I just got started. So obviously, if you got started in a business, I mean, if you got started in a job, are they going to give you a paycheck on your first day?
No.
Of course not. It's not my first day, but I just got started. So the question for you, Jay, is do you want to make a little or a lot?
A lot.
freeze right here for a second. You're letting their questions get you off track, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, if you're brand new, don't be afraid. Now, in your case, do you have a product? You have a health product. So do you have a health testimony to go with that product?
Yeah, I lost 65 pounds.
Bam! Then that's, if someone asks you, that is amazing, by the way. Congratulations to you. That is awesome. That's, you know, not only does that give credit to your product, but it gives credit to your work ethic. You can do incredible at this business because if you have the drive, and you and I both know, in the health and nutrition industry, in the weight loss industry, there's really no magic formula. There are some things that we can use to help us, but we have to do the hard work ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You did the hard work. Yes, your product helped you, and it's a phenomenal product, but you made the commitment. You consistently use that product effectively. You've got a story. So what you could say, if they ask you how much money you made, you say, actually, I just got started with the business side of our company. I'm relatively new, but I got it. One of the reasons I started from the business side is I was excited about the product because using the product, I was able to lose 65 pounds. And then you can tell them a couple income stories of other people's stories, and you always go back when you're done. You don't pause. You go back and you ask them that question they didn't answer.
That's good too, because that's actually the case. Like, that's the reason why I really got started. Like, for a while, I was just kind of messing around with it, and after losing all the weight and just kind of weighing it out for a while, I decided to actually start getting serious with it. So, yeah. So everything you said right there, I can definitely use for sure.
The key is never to be afraid of the truth. Sometimes people are brand new. And by the way, the reason people ask us how much money we've made is it's something that we're putting off our own fear. Danny talks about 90% of all objections are provoked. We provoke that in our nonverbal communications, oftentimes how we read the scripts. We're not, you know, maybe it's some of those filler words, okay, whatever it may be. But we provoke those objections. I do not get asked how much money I wish I did get that question because I do make an insane amount of money, but I do not get asked that question, and I haven't been asked that question in years. But in the very beginning, I got asked all the time, and I was very nervous about that. And I remember being on a training call, or maybe at a First Steps event, and I asked Danny a question, and Danny said something. I'm just sharing the same information today because that's all I do is regurgitate what Danny's taught me over the years. And simply, don't be afraid of the truth. Confidently tell them the truth because immediately you stand out. If you're brand new and they think that you're brand new, in the world we live in, how often are they expecting, are they not expecting you to blow them a bunch of smoke or be evasive?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They're totally. The moment you tell them the truth, you're genuine, you do it confidently, but you're genuine and you're real. And that sits you, I mean, you're suddenly leaps and bounds ahead of any of your competition out there or anyone else they talk to about a home business, because most people in our industry have a hard time being genuine and real. And the moment you just told them the truth, hey, I just got started. And in my case, you know, I had actually asked Danny that question because I was about my fourth month in business, but I had a $13,000 month, but then I didn't make anything, and I was frustrated. I hadn't made anything, and Danny said something that was killer. I said, Danny, I'm not brand new. I've been in business for 4 months. And Danny said, it doesn't matter if you've been in your business for 2 years. In the course of a 20-year career, are you going to be doing your deal for 20 years?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the course of a 20-year career, 2 years in, you're still in your rookie season. You're still new.
That's so
true.
There's
no way you can't know what someone who's been around for 20 years, you can't know what they know in 2 years. It's just impossible. So without incredible divine intervention, and most of us don't get that, when it comes to our careers instantaneously. We have to plug in, have the experience and the training to be able to get that knowledge and that skill. So you're still brand new. So don't ever be afraid of those questions like that, and provide them an answer and move right back to it. And just go right back. And if there's a story that goes along with the question they're asking, share that story, just a quick 10 seconds response, and then go right back into the next question they're asking. Remember, the person who's asking the questions always controls the conversation. What's probably happening in your scenario is they're asking questions, they're getting you off the script, and the truth is they're now controlling you.
Right, right.
Would you want to get started in any type of a business endeavor or any investment where the head investor or the head person running things, you actually are brand new, but you're telling them what to do?
Heck no.
That's what your clients are doing when you're reading the script to them and they take over. They're basically telling you what to do, and suddenly they don't want to work with you.
Gotcha.
You're not leading them anymore. They're leading you. Cool. Jay, you're on it, man. I can't 65 pounds. That's amazing.
Thanks,
anyone,
man. I appreciate
who,
it.
Anyone who is working your company and your product with you, I mean, you're a phenomenal success story already, and you have what it takes to succeed in this on the business side of it, just using the same consistency as a six-figure skill set. You can't lose 65 pounds without being consistent. So you got that down in one area of your life. You just keep applying it in this way. I mean, you got a good start here in the last few weeks, and you're on the right angle. Just keep at it. You're on the right track. And just like, I'm going to guarantee you something, Jay, just like when you were losing that 65 pounds, and as you continue to stay healthy, don't you have good days and bad days?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, this business, the business side of it is going to be the exact same way. You're going to have good days and bad days. But if you stay consistent, the reward is so worth it. So worth it. So congratulations to you, and great job. You're doing awesome. I mean, as far as your work ethic and where you're going, you're doing awesome.
And also, like, today I jumped on, and I already beat last week's number just today. So I'm just getting better every week. So thank you. These calls are helping out a ton. So thank you.
Fantastic. Awesome. Great job. Okay. So, Kerry, go ahead and put Jay back into the class. And let's see. I'm going to mess this name up horribly. Please forgive me. Let's see if we can, I believe it's Haneva Bame, J-A-H-N-E-V-A. I know I messed that up. I apologize. I don't have a good grasp of the English language. If you can press 1 for the moment, I'll call you Miss Bame. If you press 1 on your phone so that Kerry can locate you, and Kerry, if you can go ahead and open up his or her line. It could be a him.
Hi, I'm here, if you can hear me.
Yes, I can. How do you pronounce your first name?
Geneva.
Geneva. Well, that's so stinking simple. That's a beautiful way to spell it. I'm telling you, I'm still learning English. It's my first language, and I can't move to my second one until I'm after this one. So I'm still working on this one right now. So,
yeah,
beautiful
well,
name.
Most people mess it up, so don't feel too bad.
Well, thank you for giving me grace and letting me know. Okay, so, by the way, talk to me about your closes. How have they been going? I see you're doing, a good number of presentations. Your ratios are going well. Of course, you're doing warm market. But your ratios, I mean, your prospecting to pipeline to follow-up ratios are awesome. But then, of course, we're looking at the closing ratio. We can do some improvement, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Go ahead. Just let me know what's happening in your closes.
Cool. So I am having today, for instance, I did the practice script with my warm market. And so we got through the close. And at the end, she was like, okay, so she was about to give me her credit card number and then was like, wait, are we still practicing? So I didn't do a really great job with handling that as an objection. And so I kind of got stuck as far as when you go into that as a practice, how to handle that situation.
Okay.
And then other than that, I know you said I have a good ratio, but I don't feel like I've read the closing script a ton of times yet. So I'm working on that.
Well, I got you're working really part-time. I mean, if I'm looking at your numbers right, I mean, you let me know. I mean, you're, first of all, Geneva, last week you worked 4 hours, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was on vacation for this week. So when I got
okay,
back,
this is a pretty
yeah.
good okay, this is a good vacation week though. So you spent 4 hours and you did 7 presentations. Mm-hmm. And you got to read the script, the closing script, 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's outstanding. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, I'm trying to get it back. I've been, like, not taking my business seriously for a long time, so I'm just trying to follow directions.
Okay. Well, congratulations on that part. Let me just mention this for a second. Don't let your – okay, so let's say last week on vacation week, soon, this is what you did. This is more than some people do on a work week. So you're on vacation last week, you did 7 presentations, and you had 5 people in a closing position. So you cannot let your past experience affect how you work today, because there's something called – an experiential truth, but it's not the truth. And Dani talks about this. She doesn't use that word, but she talks about it when she talks about, gives the projector example. You have an experience in life. You know what I'm talking about? You have an experience in life. You make an agreement with it, and then you replay that experience because you made an agreement with it, and it shows back up on the screen of life again.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see her give that example? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
If an experiential truth would be someone who, and I don't even know what industry is. I've heard of your company, but I don't even know the industry. What industry is it?
Skincare.
Okay, so if a woman has used all the over-the-counter products, and she says, you know, none of those products work because I didn't get the results that I wanted. So they all don't, none of them work. It's total farce. Is that a true statement?
No. Oh, none of
absolutely
them are
not.
Meaning the ones she used or the ones, all of the ones in
no.
the world.
Yeah, well, the truth is she had an experience and she made an agreement with it. So we do that in business sometimes. We say, well, gosh, yesterday was horrible. Last week was horrible. And even though I made some calls today, it was horrible because yesterday and last week was horrible. You know, I'm just trying to get back into my business. No, Geneva, you've already gotten back into your business. You're on a vacation week. You did 5 stinking closes.
Okay.
Give yourself credit. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So it doesn't matter. The past is the past. It's over with. You know, as soon as tonight ends, when we wake up tomorrow, today became the past, and it's over with. Tomorrow is the present. Whether today was great or not, even when we succeed, if tomorrow you're celebrating, you're celebrating, you know, that one conversation that was amazing today, are you really focusing on getting 2 amazing conversations tomorrow? Or are you still, like, walking around on cloud 9 in your house thinking about that one conversation yesterday? You can't succeed that way either. So
right.
The past is the past. It is what it is. And we just move forward mm-hmm. with the present. So you're moving forward phenomenally well. The experience of the past of not taking your business for real, that's a joke. That's over with. That's great. It is a fact. It happened, but it's a past event. Now we're going into the future, and we're dealing with the present. So our past doesn't have to dictate who we are today. If that was the case, I would still be broke and be $300,000 in debt and be scared to get on the phone and talk to people.
Right.
We want to break through, and it's just by taking the steps that you're already doing. You're taking the steps already and continue plugging into the training like you're plugging in as you – because that's how you're – the reason you're – this is important. The reason that you're able to read 5 closing scripts or have 5 closings and do 7 presentations on a vacation week is because you're plugging into training. When you plug into training, you learn what you didn't know. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So you plug into training – because you became the student, a teacher shows up, you decide to implement, then you plug into training again, you're a new student, you're a new place each day, you're always building, you're not stuck in the same spot, then you listen to another Dani Zeflin call. People ask me all the time, are you listening to Smarter Networker calls still? Yes, I have listened to every call in that back office multiple times. Just the boot camp alone, I've listened to it over 12 times. Yes, why? Because the notes and the things that I learned today are more valuable than what I learned 3 years ago, 5 years ago. Why? Because I'm a different student today. The work you're doing now, you're a different student. you're a different entrepreneur, you're a different business owner, you're in a different place to learn based off the activities that you're doing. So we don't care about the past, we only move forward. Okay.
Thank you so much for all of that. I needed to hear that.
Perfect. And I'm glad that it all worked out in a divine way, because I'm sure you weren't the only one that needed to hear it. Now that you're moving forward,
yeah,
and you were able to be used instrumentally and in a powerful way for so many people tonight, so let's talk about for a moment this practice. By the way, you're doing something that's beautiful. I personally recommend this to everyone that I work with. And when you do practices, whether you're doing, warm market, lukewarm market, or cold market, when you contact people that you know, even if you do cold market, if you do cold market, you're calling leads. Well, the first time you call anyone, it's practice, because you're going to make mistakes. Whether you call that or not, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to mess things up. So anytime you contact someone that you know, I always, even today, I call it practice. If someone contacts me and says, what is it you do? Or I'm talking to someone and say, hey, you know what? Our company, I do Danny's face-to-face approach. She talks about in the script book. If I do that, I just recently had a situation here a while back on an airplane coming back from a First Steps event, the lady next to me. And I said, you know what? Her husband was out of work, and so I just set it up at the end. You know what? Why don't we exchange information? I'm about to start a new advertising campaign. I can actually practice with your husband, show him exactly what we do within our company. And as he learns what we do, if it's a match, it's something he thinks he can do, great. Otherwise, at least I got a chance to practice, and he has the information. If it's not for him, he can pass it on to someone else. So the practice approach is phenomenal. Now, when you're going through the practice approach, what's important is that you go through that approach just like it was for real. We've all heard the saying, right? The way you practice is how you play.
Right.
So when you're going through that practice approach, was this a friend, a family member? Who were you practicing with?
This was just someone in my network, like my sister, a friend of my sister's who I reached out to just to ask if I could practice.
Okay.
So I went and yesterday's call was really helpful. So I used like the intro, like we have an advertising campaign. I'm just going to talk to you as if you were someone responding to that campaign, just answer honestly. And then we did the whole three things back to back. And then I called for the follow up 15 minutes later.
Okay. So let's go through that scenario. I'm gonna close you because you went through the scenario. We know what happened. Normally we let you role play, but you went through the scenario and she interrupted you. What was her name?
Nikki.
Nikki. Okay, so Nikki interrupted you and she said, well, wait a minute, are we just practicing here or what?
Right.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now I'm not gonna call you Nikki. I'm gonna call you Geneva. But it's gonna be the same thing. Whether we worked together in the past, whether we went to the same church, whether you're a friend of a friend. Either way, I took you through. I showed you our product. I've showed you, the business opportunity aspect of it. We did it as practice, so I went through. Is your presentation, is it a one-step process, meaning you read the prospecting script, you took Nikki to a web presentation, or what was it?
Yep, so it's a web presentation. That's pretty quick, and then there's no testimonials, so I include one video, testimonial video. So it's like 2 5-minute videos-ish.
Perfect. That's awesome. When you can get it under 15 minutes, that is golden. And some people's products are too complicated. You can't do that one reason or another, but that's awesome. That's quick. So that you're in a great spot. Okay. So 15 minutes, and then you just reconnect. Are you on the phone with her at the same time, or – is she doing
I made sure she got to the video, and then I called her back 15 minutes later.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. Okay, so I'm gonna call you back in, and we'll just go from there. So, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, Geneva, how's it going?
Good.
So what did you like about what you saw on that website?
I liked the opportunity to be able to make a lot of money. Like the girl on the video, she was able to, the teacher that was on there, she was able to work and make a lot of money for her and her family. And so I really liked that.
Tell me more about that.
I liked that she was able to work around her own schedule and free up a lot of her time to spend time with family and friends. And also it looks like she was able to help a lot of people.
Okay. Geneva, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I want to make a lot.
What for?
I want to be able to leave my current job. There's really long hours there, and be able to have more time to spend with the people who are really important to me at home. And I want to be able to pay off the rest of my student loan debt.
And Geneva, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to leave that job and be able to spend more time with the people who are really important to you and to pay off that student loan debt?
Well, I won't be able to leave that job without having money to replace that income. And to pay off my debt, it looks looking like another 2 to 3 years.
So where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to pay off that debt and working slowly towards being able to leave your current job? Or do you want to position yourself where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
Right now, I feel like I want to start off at the bottom and just kind of feel out, make sure I got all the training before investing any more money.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks your clients are sending you?
J-A-H-N-E-V-A. B-A-M as in Michael E.
Great. And what is the address that you want your clients to send their checks to?
Blah, blah, blah. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, blah, blah, blah.
That's blah, 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 Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, blah, blah, blah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And how do you want to take care of your package?
What do you mean?
Excuse me?
What do you mean by that?
That bottom package, how do you want to take care of it?
Like pay for it?
Yes.
Oh, are we still practicing? I thought we were just doing this for week of practice.
Oh, Geneva, I totally understand. I appreciate you helping me practice. Were you just practicing when you said you really do want to be able to leave your current job and that you want to be able to pay off the student loan debt? I mean, was that part really true, or did you just make that up for the sake of practice?
That was true. Yeah, that was true.
Okay. And then you mentioned you want to get started at the bottom to be able to get all the training. You really understand how that works so you don't waste any money. You really understand everything, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't misunderstand anything. So, okay, now that we're on the same page, how do you want to take care of that package?
I feel like I need to know a little bit more information before, like, really deciding to do this. Can I have some time to think about it?
Okay. So, Geneva, is it that you absolutely need some time to think it over because you have a lot of questions? Or are you just telling me that you need to think it over because you're really not sure this is for you, but you don't want to hurt my feelings?
I'm not sure. I think I don't know. I feel like caught off guard because I wasn't. Yeah, we can stop.
Well, it's either or. You either really do need to think it over because you have some questions,
mm-hmm.
or you just don't want to hurt my feelings, and that's totally cool as well. Which one is it?
I think I really just need to think it over.
Okay. So it sounds like you have a few questions. What is your first question, Geneva?
What do you actually, like, how do you actually make money doing this business? Like, what kind of things, what kind of responsibilities does it take?
Perfect. So the first question I have here is, how do you actually make money, and what are the responsibilities?
Yeah.
Great question. And what's your second question, Geneva?
I think that's really it, just the specifics of, like, what I would need to do to have a successful business.
Okay, and do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Geneva, I just want to make sure, because we were practicing, but you have some real needs in your life. Like you talked about being able to leave your current job, spend time with the people that you love, and then you want to be able to help that student loan. So I just want to make sure, as long as I answer all of your questions so that you're completely satisfied and you understand that question, you know, the answer to those questions, are you prepared to get started in your business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So primarily what you have here is great. So how do we make money and what are our responsibilities? Essentially, as you know, Geneva, just like the video talked about, there are a lot of people out there, men and women really, who want to have better looking skin to look younger and look great and more vibrant, especially as we all begin to age. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
So as we just connect with those men and women as they're looking for ways to look younger and to look more vibrant and have better skin. And, you know, with our product, the way things have been set up with our company and the resources going into it, it's a very unique product, as you would agree from that video, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So all we do is, as they're looking for more information or they have a need, we just show them the information about the product. And the truth is, for some people, they're going to decide, yes, this is a solution, and for some, they're not. And for those that it's a solution, we just help them process that order so they can get the product from the shipping center. It's that simple.
Okay.
Is there anything that I've done with you today that you couldn't do?
No.
Totally. Awesome. Well, welcome aboard. How do you want to take care of that package?
I will use my Visa card.
Perfect. Boom.
Awesome. Thank you. That was awesome.
So the key is, especially when you're doing the practice, is you mm-hmm. give them, and the script does this automatically. Matter of fact, I went to pull up the specific not interested script, and you did it so quick I wasn't expecting that, but I'm glad you gave that example for this call. But the way the script is written, it is intentionally giving people a way out. And that's the thing that we have to remember when we're closing. Danny knows what she's doing. She's created a process through her own trial and error that we don't have to second guess it. That's what's amazing about the script. She's had her trial and error. She's already been through it. That's why no matter what we try to do to recreate, rewrite, or whatever, most of the time we end up messing, almost always we mess up the script. So if we just use her scripts, she gives people a way out. And it's okay to say, you know, is it that you have some questions, you really need to think it over, or are you just telling me that because you really don't want to hurt my feelings?
Right.
And you just show their needs in front, back in front of them. You think that's going to help you out?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you
totally.
So much.
You're very welcome. I'm excited for you, Geneva, not only for this tip, but you said something that's really huge, and I don't know if you realize how huge it was. You know, you said something. You said, the call last night really helped me, so today I... And that is dynamite, because you were on a training call last night and there was no procrastinating, nothing. You immediately, and by the way, Jackie and his prospecting ability is absolutely incredible. Outside of Danny Johnson, I don't know many other people who've actually taught people how to prospect more than Jackie O'Quinn. And he's pretty good at it because he taught me how to prospect between him and Danny Johnson. And that's where I'm at today. So you were on that call with him. You learned from the same people I've learned from, Danny Johnson and now Jackie. And you immediately applied. And I smiled, and you didn't know if you were leaving me. I smiled when you said that because I did the exact same thing in the beginning of my business. That leads to phenomenal fruit in your business and in your life. You learn, and you immediately found a way to apply it today, and now we're even able to talk about it tonight. You realize if you didn't apply it, we wouldn't have this opportunity to talk about it and to get that next step out tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys have no idea how incredible this class has been. Awesome.
Well, that's what I was – I'm glad we used this example, because the truth is, because the student is ready tonight, you couldn't have been the student you are tonight without your work ethic and your training earlier this week. So when the student is ready, the teacher will always appear. I was able to be used in a position. God put me in a place for us to be on this line tonight. I didn't know what you were going through. You didn't know my experience, my background, as far as working with Danny and Jackie from prospecting, having this exact same type of scenario I've been through before. And it's when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So kudos to you. That's absolutely awesome. You set an incredible example for so many people on this call. They just follow that lead. You're not procrastinating. You're serious. You are a serious businesswoman, getting down, getting the job done. You're going to be able to help a ton of people because you have a product that you believe in that is valuable, that fills a need, and you're uniquely gifted to deliver that message to people, and you're serious about developing the skill set to do that. Kudos to you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Okay.
Have a good night.
Okay. If we can go ahead, Carrie, and put Geneva back into the call, that would be awesome. I mentioned earlier in the call, I mentioned three things, and I wanted to make sure we could get through some closes. Next week, we're going to really dive into more specific targeted objections and things like that, especially one thing that I really want to hit big we didn't get into tonight is the no money objection, because I know people struggle with that, the no money objection, people not having the money. How do you help people find the money much faster and quicker? We're going to get into all of that, into the nuts and bolts, no question. But none of that's worth it. Nothing that Damien Johnson can say, nothing that you can get from Smarter Networker, nothing you get from a training call with Brian or Laura or anyone or Jackie, nothing. And by the way, these are all people who still I benefit from every single day. Me, Stacey O'Quinn, I plug into Danny consistently. When I have a problem in my business, I still contact the person who I'm working with. That person is still available to me. Thank goodness they're available to you in the prospecting classes. That's Jackie. He's a phenomenal businessman. It doesn't matter that we look alike. I mean, I wouldn't have the business I have today if it wasn't for his training, for his skill set, his wisdom, and his ability that he learned from Danny as well. But he's applied it. He's in the trenches, and he has a perspective that he can share with me so that I can get what Danny teaches just one more step, one more layer deeper. And then, of course, all the things, Smarter Networker, everything is put together. I didn't share it with you guys. Thanks to Laura and Brian, it's making it phenomenal. I'm going to share with you three things that are common reasons people often struggle with closing. The first one is they have no belief. No belief in their product or no belief in their opportunity. The reason people often don't believe in their product or their opportunity is something that I talked about earlier on the call. It's experiential truth. Experiential truth is they had an experience and it didn't work the way they wanted it to. If you had a diet plan, and anyone who's ever dieted knows this. If you have a diet, if you start some type of diet or weight loss plan, if you do that plan for 1 week and you don't lose any weight that 1 week, does that mean that that plan didn't work? Of course not. Anyone who's ever dieted or attempted to get healthy, they had a week following a plan. Anyone who's successful had a week, followed a plan, they had a week that it didn't work, or they didn't lose the weight, or they didn't lose what they wanted to lose. If at the end of that week you said, this plan must not work, based off my experience of not losing weight this week, the plan must not work. If you throw the plan out, you never have a shot in Hades. You guys like that? That's the PG-13 version. You're never going to have a shot in Hades of being able to actually lose weight. Danny Johnson's product, which was a weight loss product, she talked about when she was homeless, the box that was in the back of her car when she was driving across the beach in Hawaii, it tasted like chalk, it gave her gas, and she didn't lose any weight with it. But if the product worked for someone else, it works. I encourage you to use your product. If it's working for other people, it will work for you if you give it a shot. Use your product. Your product works. And even if you haven't had the results that you want with your product, obviously, if it's there's testimony that it's working for other people, especially people you know and see, sometimes love and care about, somebody in your family or a close friend, if it's working for other people, it certainly works for you. It certainly, even if it doesn't work for you, it's certainly a valid product that's available in the marketplace. Why? Because there's probably millions of dollars of sales created, retail sales created with that product, but clearly it works in the marketplace. Your opportunity, if other people are making it succeed, so are you. Second reason people, so can you. The second reason people fail at closing is their fear of their own struggle and giving their own struggle to someone else. If you didn't make any money in your first week, your first month, I don't care if you didn't make any money in your first year, hypothetically. It doesn't mean that the person you're going to bring into business is going to be in the same position. First of all, are there people in your company who made great money in their first month? Then if you put a brand new person in position in your company, they're in the same place, they could also make money. Just because you had an experience, just because you had a struggle, it doesn't mean who decided that you were God. It doesn't mean that you don't have an opportunity that you can pass on. Don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you that everyone is going to struggle just like you. Because if that was the case, when I got started in my first 2 months, I made no money. I would have never been able to bring in people who made 20 grand plus their first month if I was focused on my first 2 months, I didn't make any money. When you're closing them, it does not mean that they're going to have the same struggles. Not only that, you're better equipped now because of Danny Johnson. You're better equipped to train them yourself. You're better equipped to guide them and to lead them and close them on their own desires and their dreams so they actually go to work and they plug into training. You probably plug into more effective training today than you did when you first got started. So every person you work with, you're going to be able to equip them in a way through Smarter Networker, through Danny Johnson's First Steps of Success, Creating a Dynasty, Script Books, Six Figures in 6 Months, Prospect and Closure Way to Millions. By the way, if you don't have one of those products, you can go to Smarter Networker tonight and you can get it. Through advertising campaigns, if you're working cold market, if you didn't know where to get advertising before this class, maybe your company or your leader doesn't have advertising available or doesn't have a source, you have Earn Pro Leads, hello, go use them. You can also guide your brand new people to them as well. So you're in a position to help other people more so than you ever were before. The final reason people struggle with closing is a lack of skill. It's very easy if you make a choice that you want to put yourself in a position to be at bat. If you're going to plug into the training, and just like we just went through with Geneva, put yourself in a position to be able to plug into the training. Put yourself in a position to be able to apply the training by going to work. There's still a few of you out there who talk about in your comments you want to make a phenomenal income and you want to take your business to the next level. Look, what are you doing per hour that you work in your business? That's a good way to break it down. What are you doing per hour? You should be getting to a place that you're doing, 20 plus calls. 20 should be the baseline, 20 calls per hour in your business. Now, you may not be there today, but you can get there. So every hour you work with a spirit of excellence, looking to build and do a little bit better than you did the last hour. Every day, every week, every month, it should be like that way. You're tracking your numbers now. Never stop tracking your numbers. Give yourself that opportunity so you can keep getting at bat. Babe Ruth did not knock it out of the park the first time he got at bat. But he continued to get at bat so much that his home runs alone, even though he wasn't even good at batting, meaning he struck out a lot more than most people. But he got at bat so much that he gave himself an opportunity to set home run records. He was the one that did that, and you can do the same thing in your business. I can't wait till next week's call. I can't wait till the Monday night Smarter Networker training call. All the people you're working with and plugging into training should be on that call Monday night, Smarter Networker. Next Wednesday's prospecting class is going to be phenomenal. Continue to push your results on the Facebook page. I can't wait to keep reading the results. They're absolutely awesome. And we're gonna go into more detail on handling objections and things like that tomorrow night. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to the amazing and incredible Laura.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Stacey, for your time tonight. I don't know if you guys heard him say that him and his family are actually on vacation right now. He's making a six-figure income and could be doing anything in the world right now and not working with people in the field. And he was the first one to kind of step up and go, no, I know what it's like to be new. And I remember, needing that support and needing that training. And he was the first one to be willing to, like I said, step up and work with this class of people. We so much appreciate you, Stacey, and your leadership. For those of you that are on the call tonight, when you get off and you hang up, set your goals. Continue your momentum this week. We had an absolutely phenomenal dialing week last week. And if you're wondering, for however many people are on this call, the amount of dials just in this past week alone, just for last week two, was 15,566 dials that all of you guys made as a combined unit. And it's really important that we continue that momentum. What you put in is what you're going to get out. And I am so excited for some of you to apply what you've heard last night and tonight and to really crush those dials and to crush those results that you want so, so bad. The MP3 will be sent out tomorrow, so keep an eye open for that in your inbox tomorrow afternoon. Your inbox, your other mail, your spam, your junk, check it all. And we will hear you next Wednesday for week four prospecting class. So we will hear you all then. Hope you all have a great night. God bless.
This officially ends tonight's call. Thank you for your participation. Have a good evening. You may now disconnect.